T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spent a lot of time early in the show talking about a terrible day in college sports yesterday, college football in particular. Not really in particular, I shouldn't say that, because Stanford cut 11 of their 36 sports. Just an awful day there, and you wonder if that's going to be the way of the world here, the college sports world moving forward. How about the high school sports world? Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find Mike White of the Post-Gazette. Mike, I appreciate you joining me. How are you?
I'm okay, Joe. How are you?
Doing good. I'm hearing all kinds of rumors around about Whipple moving sports around, fall sports to spring, vice versa. And I wanted to have you on today to tell me what the real story is. What's happening? Is everything still in place right now?
Well, yeah, and I hate to be, you know, one of these people that say you don't know, but we don't know, Joe. I mean, and I don't think it's really would be right to say the Whipple is going to move. It's not going to be their choice. It would come from the state governing body, the PIAA. And they have meetings next week, Joe, the PIAA. As a matter of fact, I hope to talk to their executive director the next day or so about these meetings coming up. And they're important meetings. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, the board of directors is having meetings. And I think, you know, from talking with a few emails with Bob Lombardi, the PIAA director, you know, there have been some discussions on what maybe they could do. Or I should say maybe some discussions on some plans. And I think next week's meetings are very important. Will there be an edict that come out of those meetings? I don't think so. But I think that they have to start addressing. They better start coming up with some kind of plan if football cannot, or all fall sports cannot be, especially football, cannot be played in the fall. And that could mean everything, Joe, from maybe starting it a little later to, is spring sports a possibility? Bob Lombardi, the PI executive director, told me, you know, in June, they were adamant that that is not even on the table. Will it be on the table now? I probably doubt it, but yeah, you got to look. I just saw on Twitter the superintendent of Dallas Schools told somebody, a reporter down there just today, that he doubts that there's going to be high school football in Texas in the fall. I mean, that's major, major thing. So I think they have to come to the realization they better start planning and maybe having some plans in the works if this isn't going to come off. And I think you'll see them address that somewhat next week at these meetings.
From the ADs and the coaches that you talk to, do you get a strong feeling that there's a lot of people out there who think it would be a good idea to try to move it to football to the spring?
No, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that's a good idea, because of just, you know, you affect so many other sports too. And you know, and what type of season do you have to do it? I contend if you have to do it, do it. You know, start basketball maybe December 20th, play December, January, February, maybe a tiny bit in March. Start practicing football at the end of February, maybe early March. Start playing games in middle of March. Play March and April to the middle of May. Play baseball and track from the middle of May to the middle of July. If you have to, Joe, it can be done. But no, nobody wants to do that. But I will tell you this, there is a lot of just anecdotally talking to probably a dozen coaches in the last 2 weeks. There is definitely pessimism out there that football will be played in the fall, and I think it's becoming more pessimistic in the last week or two. However, I think we should caution. I think these next 3 weeks are going to be key. I don't think anybody can predict anything until we see what happens in these next 3 weeks, and I think the coaches feel the exact same way. But I know a number of them have questioned whether this is going to come off.
Yeah, it just feels like everything is getting real now since school starts, you know, next month, really. And in terms of even school, talking to a bunch of people, my daughter's going to a new school. It's going to be online. Is it going to be in person? Is it going to be half and half? The people who choose to stay home, are you going to have make special concessions to them and have online classes? I don't know how any of this is going to work. I think that's the first thing to straighten out. And then sports after that, you know what I mean?
Exactly, Joe. And the problem is that there are so many confusing things going on right now with this thing. I mean, you got, you know, you're talking to Mike White here, not Mike Fauci, but I'm listening to Dr. Birx yesterday saying, you know, people everywhere should start limiting gatherings at their home. Well, if you want people to limit gatherings at their home, even, how in the heck are we going to have sports? But then you got other people that are going forth. Ohio just announced they got Joe, the PIAA of Ohio, the OHSAA, just got rid of their board of directors, voted out their director on Monday, and they came out Tuesday and said their plan is to start fall sports on time with all fall sports. But there's so much confusion because there's so many people doing different things because there isn't a it's so hard. There isn't a direction from anywhere. But how do you have a direction, Joe? Because Pennsylvania high school sports might be in a totally different situation than Florida or Montana because of hotspots going on. So it's just so confusing. And I'll just use an example. Steph Chambers is our great photographer at the Post-Gazette. She's, for our football tab, is going to a lot of the high school football practices, the workouts in the last few weeks. And I just talked to her the other day. She went to New Brighton. She wasn't allowed through a fence. She had to take pictures through a fence. Because while they were working out, and she told me she's gone to practices where kids have masks, football practice. She's gone to some workouts where kids don't have masks. She's had some practices where there aren't even footballs being used by some teams. Other practices where kids are throwing footballs everywhere. So it's just the whole, it's confusing. It's a whole mishmash of everything that hopefully in the next 3 weeks, depending on what happens, can be worked out a little. But, Joe, that's the hard part. There's just so many questions. And not to be long-winded, I'm probably doing a story next week, Joe. You're going to see, you're already seeing it. I think it's interesting. What are officials going to do? There are officials right now, basketball, AAU, summer leagues, AAU, that are using these electronic whistles where you push a button and a whistle sound comes out. And a company that makes these, Fox 40, their business has gone through the roof with these electronic officials. I talked to a major college basketball official, Ronnie Tyberski, from our area just yesterday, who went through having COVID-19, and he doesn't know if college basketball officials, if they'll have to wear masks this year. If they do, you're going to see them probably have to use these electronic whistles. So there's so many questions everywhere.
That's the thing. Mike White from the Post-Gazette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. You should see my daughter's softball situation. Somebody was telling me last night there was a game where the ump didn't want to do the game, or maybe there's a rule wherever this game was played, so they just had the managers ump the game. Can we gather? Can we practice? I guess we can practice. I mean, Kennywood and Sandcastle, I'm reading out of the Post-Gazette, begin reopening Friday. How is that going to happen? And I can't. And they can't play a softball game or have a practice. Do they have to have masks? Do they have masks? We had Rich Fitzgerald on our morning show last week when the announcement came down to shut a bunch of things down for the week. Can we play U Sports over 4th of July weekend? His exact quote was, "We would probably not recommend it." That's not a clear direction. But
no.
Nothing's clear at this point.
Joe, I just talked to a couple people yesterday. That's the problem. U Sports are pretty much free to do what they want. Guys have gone to tournaments where there are no people wearing masks, baseball tournaments, and they're it was just told by a parent. They were at a tournament, and there were people under tents, like 10, 12 deep, right, all next to each other, not wearing masks. The kids are out there not wearing masks. And then you've got the high school workouts where some kids are wearing masks and socially distancing. It's a mess, Joe, the whole thing's a mess. And I don't know where it's going to end. I was very optimistic that there were going to be fall sports, and I still am somewhat, but I think the next 3 weeks will be the telltale sign, and those meetings next week of the PIAA should be very important.
Yeah, and big part of me believes these things can and should move forward around here, and Kennywood and Sandcastle and things like that. It's just the lack of clarity is the point that I wanted to make, and that you made as well. It's unbelievable, depending where you are and who you talk to, what they understand the rules to be and not be, and it's just very unclear.
Yep, it is, Joe. And I will leave you with, if you got to go, leave you. I thought it was great. I saw a tweet from a high school athlete just the other day, and I thought it was so true, and it goes out to everybody. Will everybody please wear a mask so I can wear my helmet in the fall? I thought that said a lot.
So do I. Unfortunately, the answer coming from a lot of people will be, no, I won't wear my mask.
Yeah,
I know. And then we wonder. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.